It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Good Saturday morning to you, and good morning, Larry Glass. Thanks for what will be another fun program.
Good morning, Charles. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Sunshine, temperatures all weekend, highs in the 60s.
What?
60 today, 63 tomorrow.
What?
What?
What? Well, today was the first day we saw the sun in like 8 months.
Oh. Well, you should be grateful.
Good work. Good work, Charlie. Appreciate it. I thank you for the good weather. Yay.
Soil moisture is adequate.
It's soil moisture? What? Yeah. Soil moisture is really good right now.
Let's start this program again.
It's fine. We got plenty of moisture in the ground, which is really good. It makes it difficult to run a trencher when you're doing an irrigation system. But it's still time to cut back.
So moisture is adequate. You don't need the irrigation.
You don't need an irrigation system. Forget it. Yeah. Anyway, it's still time to cut back your liriope, monkey grass.
Yes.
And
which is not really grass at all.
It really isn't. It's a member of the lily family, yeah. Actually. That's probably why a grass killer doesn't work.
I have heard that. I think it was guy Larry Glass told me that.
Yeah. Anyway, just still time to cut back the monkey grass ewes. If you got some ewes that are a little out of hand, time to cut them back a little bit too. Nandinas. They really haven't started growing yet. I don't like to cut back my nandinas until we initiate some growth on them.
Okay.
Merely because they're just so ugly for a long period of time. So if you cut them back now, they'll come out all right later on.
Okay.
I give them another 2 weeks and they'll be starting to grow. But anyway, still cut them back if you want to. I plan on doing mine this weekend. All except the dwarf nandinas. The dwarf ones are still exhibiting some good color.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to cut them back. Holly plants also. My dwarf yopine hollies are going to get cropped this weekend.
Okay.
And the boxwoods as well. They can be sheared rather sternly. The standard yopine hollies also can be cut back rather strong too. So okay. Standard, those are the big ones that people plant 2 feet away from the house. They get 20 feet wide. Those can be cut back really rather sternly right now also.
Good.
You don't want to wait until it gets warm to do your yopine holly plants because it'll kill them. So you want to cut them back right now.
Well, I would guess they probably would have by that time already put a fair amount of energy into growth, and you're just wasting that energy, but that would be my guess.
Yeah, 2 days ago it was Pi Day, and tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
So we have some certificates here to give away for people for some free shamrock plants at the nursery. We have shamrock plants in purple and green.
I've seen some of the purple.
And they're in bloom. Ones. Oh, they're beautiful. The flowers are just covered in flowers right now. They're beautiful. So get a little bit of a St. Patrick's Day spirit going on there, and you have a chance right now just asking a simple question to get one. We got 8 of them to give away.
800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400. The same phone number that always gets you in the front door for Green Country Gardener, but an extra bonus when you call this morning.
Exactly. Now, the daffodils are opening up. So, and actually my plum trees are the bud swell.
Oh, good.
The buds are white. Mm-hmm. At least they were yesterday. Today they'll probably open. So, you want to have had your fruit trees have had your dormant oil already done at this point.
Okay. Well, we do have that first call.
You have a caller?
And we'll say good morning, caller. You are on the air with Larry Glass. How can we help you out this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good day.
Hey, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to get rid of the squash bugs. Last year, I had a pretty good crop of spaghetti squash and zucchini coming on, and as soon as they started putting out fruit, they just all pretty much withered away. I didn't know if it was best to start putting stuff down as soon as they sprouted, or what's the best way to try to get rid of that.
You want to do start applying 7 at fruit set, if you will.
Okay.
At that point in time, yeah. So
pretty much as soon as they start putting on fruit, start putting that down.
7 is the old tried and true stuff to use on those, so that'll work pretty well. You can kind of experiment maybe with some organics, perhaps. The spinazad or the neem oil might be a good thing to do. But the one that kind of a sure thing on that is the 7. And it's either a liquid or a wettable powder, one of the two. I like the liquid better. It's easier to apply. You could also put pyrethrins on there, too, if you can contact the insect directly.
Okay. And when do you usually, when would you suggest to start planting that kind of stuff? I mean, I always hear around April, you know, 15th or so, but...
Middle of April, see what the weather's happening around the 10th of April, if you can get a 10-day forecast, which we can. And,
and do you go seeds or seed, or like seedlings?
Seeds will be just fine. They're,
seeds will be good?
Yeah, they'll be all right. Or if there's a specific variety you happen to find in a seedling, I'd get that. Either one will work just fine.
Okay, great.
Okay, and your first name?
Robert.
Robert. Okay, Robert, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Robert, and we have another call on the line. We'll say good morning. You are now on the air with Larry Glass and Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
It's a good day. How are you?
Good morning.
Sounds like Chelly.
Yes.
Hey, Chelly.
This is the tree person again.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't have a tree question.
Go ahead.
I let my little sprouts come up on, I don't know what the real name, but they're called heaven trees.
Oh, Ailanthus altissima.
I'm wanting to what?
Ailanthus, a tree of heaven.
Okay, there we go. Uh-huh. And see, I love that because now I have a little bit of heaven in my backyard. I love my little heaven trees.
Well,
but
my daughter
in Texas is, I'm wanting to give some, they're wanting trees anyway, and I want to give her a little bit of heaven.
There's very little heavenly about the tree of heaven, actually.
Oh. Well, I really like my reality a little better.
Okay.
then let's go with it.
Go ahead. Proceed.
Something's got to offset the life I live now, you know?
Uh-huh.
We get our sunshine where we can. But with that transplant well to Texas, how would I do that?
You could probably take that one and leave it sitting out on the asphalt for 3 hours and put it in an envelope and send it, and it'll survive.
I'm not going to mail it. They're going to come get it.
They are tough as the day is long, and the tree of heaven.
Really?
The tree of heaven is that one that grows up between sidewalks a lot. It has a real long compound leaf on it, and the wood on it is kind of smelly. It has its place kind of away from the house in areas like that because it is kind of a pest. But it's a pretty tough plant, so you'll have a pretty good chance of it surviving.
Any tips on best way to transplant this particular one?
Just that, and with all other trees, get as much of the root as possible. And put it in a larger container that you'd really want to, actually. I wouldn't go with one any bigger around than, say, your small finger.
No bigger around than my small finger?
Uh-huh, yeah.
My plant's bigger than even my finger.
Oh, well, bigger diameter, the trunk diameter.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, well, you were talking pot. I'm sorry, it's early. And you were talking pots, and you said no bigger round, and I'm just thinking,
that's
even
a small pot, yeah. No.
But, okay, got it. Sorry. So if it's any bigger than that, then they probably won't transplant well?
It probably will, because it is such a tough plant. But your chances go down the bigger you get on something like that. Now the ground moisture is really good right now. The soil should have good adherence, so it should make a pretty good transplant at this point.
Well, that was my next question. Was I too late in the year? Did I have to wait till fall? I could go ahead and put them in pots now?
For this particular plant, no, you're fine.
Great. Oh, I'm so excited. I was afraid I was going to have to keep them a whole nother season.
It's nothing.
Do I need to like fertilize it or feed it anything in particular success?
Actually, the best way for them to survive is to pour gasoline on them.
Don't say that.
Best way for them or the best way for you? Now, I am really getting the feeling here that you do not like my little bit of heaven now.
No, actually, that's just a testament to their toughness, in other words. Just standard procedures, maybe a little bit of fertilizer, and so should make it okay.
Something maybe to sprinkle on top that every time she waters it, it gets a little bit of fertilizer.
Yeah, some Milorganite, Osmocote, any kind of fertilizer like that should work. This one in particular is not very picky. To me and to other people in the business, this is a three-story dandelion.
Well, I like it, and they're not an ugly tree. I don't.
When they're young, like they're really quite nice. But the problem is when they get older, they have a tendency to kind of fall apart.
And, like the rest of us.
Yeah, and they have lots of little seedlings all over the yard, and so. But anyway, it's
I haven't noticed seedlings.
Oh well. Well, you might bring a picture of the leaf by, perhaps.
Okay.
So we can properly identify it. It might be something different. But the Ailanthus altissima is the tree of heaven. And it is kind of on the pest list. So.
Wow, I didn't know it was a pest.
If pests are defined as if you don't want it there, it can be a pest.
Yeah. I looked at, say, on YouTube, you look at videos from other countries, in China and Japan and Poland, and you look in the background, I can identify this tree. They're all over the world, and it's very adaptable, and it's very it's very drought tolerant.
Well, it should even work in Texas, then, I guess.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, really? That ought to just live in. Well, that is great. I think anything that can live with thee and survive is nothing like a pest. You know, it's just perseverance.
Okay, very good. All right, well, anyway, give it a shot, Jelly. Thanks for calling.
I will. Thank you so very much.
You're
welcome. I'm so excited that I don't have to wait. Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Dig it up, put it in a pot, and ship it to Texas.
Exactly.
800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400. Your phone calls on Green Country Gardener coming up. Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And, Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
It's March, and St. Patty's Day is almost here, and shamrock plants have arrived at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb has beautiful shamrock houseplants in green and purple. It's tree planting time. Green Thumb has a new shipment of trees, so get yours today. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road, home of quality plants and more. Open weekends and Monday through Friday by appointment. Be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Are you concerned about your health but anxious about undergoing a necessary radiology exam? Many people are. Know what to expect and how to prepare by visiting radiologyinfo.org. You'll find over 235 easy-to-understand descriptions of radiology procedures, exams, and treatments. Ease your concerns and visit radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
Locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. We are soliciting your phone calls, and as a bonus, at the end of the program, depending on the number of calls we get, Larry will select winners for a shamrock certificate for a shamrock,
mm-hmm.
and you can take that certificate and trade it in for a real plant with the multi colors on the shamrock, the traditional white and I think you said you had some purple blooming ones and something else, Gordon.
So they both bloom, and there's a purple leaf variety and a green leaf variety. The purple leaf has a pinkish bloom to it. It's really kind of attractive. So.
Okay. We have another caller, and good morning. You are on the air with Larry Glass on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a question about what I put on my yard for that. I think it's hen pen or chickweed, the little purple flower.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That's a mess. Right.
is just taking over everything.
Right.
What do you recommend them putting it down?
At this point in time, you can do a post-emergent application of Roundup.
Okay.
Making sure you put the surfactant in there. I would add a little extra surfactant, and that's used in the form of some Dawn dish soap or true surfactant, per se.
Correct.
And while it's going to be relatively warm and before the Bermuda grass emerges, if you do have Bermuda grass, it will pretty much arrest its growth and development. Secondarily, next September, October, do an application of prodiamine. And we had that in a big old yellow bag at the nursery under Howard Johnson.
Yeah, it's called what? Prodiam?
Prodiamine. It's a pre-emergent herbicide, and that'll do an awful lot to control that next spring when it comes out. So it actually sprouts in October and kind of sits waiting in the wings, just laughing away in the grass, waiting for spring to come, but then it just goes crazy.
Yeah, it does.
So once it reaches bloom stage, then which is going to be really soon, then control of it is you're going to have it next year. Even if you didn't have any this year, you'll have it again next year because the seeds will reside in the soil for quite some time. Go ahead.
You recommend putting it down now, Roundup?
Yeah. You can go ahead and do a spot spray of Roundup right now at this point, and that'll kill it, or just pull it up. Depending on how much you have. But
do I spray the whole yard because it's kind of spreading?
If it's really bad, yeah, you want to do a general application.
I'm just going to ask: Do you have fescue or do you have some other variety of what kind of grass do you have?
Bermuda.
Yeah, Bermuda.
Okay,
grass,
so yeah. You're safe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Bermuda grass is really dormant. By the end of next week, it will probably be too late to apply Roundup to Bermuda grass because we're going to have a stretch of warm weather, and it's just anxious to get going.
Right.
So you want to be.
I am too.
So yeah, you want to go ahead and apply the only thing that'll work on it right now. You can use a broadleaf weed control, but there's so much water in the chickweed that it doesn't have that much of effect. I've found that it doesn't have that much effect on it. So a specific application of Roundup would be good to control that.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you
so much. I really appreciate
your
program.
And your first name is?
Job.
Your first name is?
Doug.
Doug? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Doug. And let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Is it okay to scalp your Bermuda?
Yeah, it's time for that.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Okay. Very good. Your first name is?
Roger.
Okay, Roger. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. That's a quick one. 800-749-5936. Locally, 918-336-1400. Taking your calls on Green Country Gardener, and selected callers will get a certificate for a shamrock from courtesy of folks at Green Thumb Nursery.
Actually, we were going to say scalp the Bermuda grass right after we were going to say it's time to cut back your clematis.
Well, since you already said it, let's just take this call. Good morning. You are on the air with Larry Glass. How can we help you out today?
Yes, I wanted to tell Larry that at Christmas time, I got a poinsettia from him at the greenhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it was just beautiful. Well, you know, it went through its cycle and I cut it off. New leaves have come out and they've turned red.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I guess I'm
going to
get double duty.
Bonus.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Right. Do I wait and then cut that off and then it'll come back out?
Oh, no.
Put it out fine?
Not at all. After it warms up in the spring, you can put it outside as a patio plant and it'll
grow. Okay, but not cut it off anymore?
Oh, no, I wouldn't cut it off anymore, no. Go ahead and enjoy the red blooms on it at this point.
All right, thank you.
Oh, all right, your first name?
Judy.
Okay, Judy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think you had some bonus information you were going to tell Judy, so let's go ahead and get that out. That it'll do a nice job all summer, right?
All summer long.
Yeah.
However, you will want to put it up in a larger container
mm-hmm.
when you bring it outside. And also it has to transition to the outdoor environment. Going from the house, which is a very protected environment, to that which is outside, which can be rather harsh for something that's tender in the house. You want to have it fairly close to the house and slowly migrated away from the house.
First day, maybe just to have it out for a few hours?
About 3 or 4 days, have it in a protected area outside.
Okay.
And then slowly move it to an area where there's some, so it can transition to the different levels of light, wind, and sun, and so on.
Sounds great.
Okay.
We will take a break. 800-749-5936, the number to get you on Green Country Gardening, or locally 918-336-1400. We will continue coming up in just a moment.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered, saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the sod expert, Enterprise Sod Store, at 918-333-6888, or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
At Peter's True Value in Dewey, it looks a lot like spring. Gardening time is arriving, and Peter's True Value has seed potatoes and onion sets available. Browse their gardening section for tools, seeds, gardening ideas, and more. Get a jump start on your garden and head into Peter's True Value in Dewey. Peter's True Value in Dewey, where they say, start right, start here.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
I didn't know how they were going to react. I just told my mom that I was gay.
One in four LGBT youth who come out to their parents is told to leave home.
She wanted to go and talk to my dad about this. He started reproaching me, telling me that he didn't raise someone gay. I started going to my grandma's house to sleep over. She kicked me out too.
Runaway and homeless youth are often victims of commercial sexual exploitation.
I was in the drugs and prostitution for 5 years.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services for homeless and runaway youth.
I just felt so rejected. I felt like a failure.
If you or someone you know needs help, 1-800-RUNAWAY can provide support and connect you to the right resources. You can also text 66008 or go to 1800runaway.org. We can end youth homelessness.
Ooh, crazy is what they think about me. Ain't gonna stop 'cause they tell me so.
800-749-5936, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener. Lines are open right now. Actually, we do have a call coming in, so we'll say good morning. You're on the air now with Larry Glass. How can we help you out this morning?
Yes.
Good morning.
Last year I had terrible trouble with grasshoppers.
Go, grasshoppers.
Is there anything I can do now, if they start to form in a very small...
You can apply some grub worm control to the ground. That might help a little bit. But grasshoppers, they kind of fly around.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know that there's a whole lot you can do to stop it on your property in particular like that.
It might be more of a neighborhood solution.
It's something that you can get a grasshopper, a mile away can come over. So actually the application of, seven, when they get to be pretty bad, we'll keep. But there's always going to be another one coming in. It's just a constant battle.
Seven. So you're saying that because the grub worms are a food source for the grasshopper, that they might come to
In the larval stage.
Yeah,
it'll control them in their larval stage, perhaps. But as far as the adults are concerned, they fly around. It's kind of like trying to control butterflies. They just come from all over the place. So it's a difficult thing to do, really. And what you need is an insecticide that has some residual activity. And seven dust is one that does have that. And you'll get some control, but you're not going to, because they're going to be flying in from other areas. So you're not going to get complete control.
Okay. The other question I had is, I know you say that St. Patrick's Day is for crabgrass pre-emergent.
Uh-huh.
But my big problem is Dallas grass, which I understand is a perennial, not a annual.
Right. Yeah.
What do I do about that?
Dallas grass is pretty tough one to control. I'll get that in my yard when I'm mowing it. I wear my boots when I mow, and I just kick it out with the toe of my shoe.
That's hard to do.
You do have metal toes in your shoes.
Yes, I do have metal toes. But if you don't have a big infestation, you could do... just dig it up. If you have a fairly large infestation, a very specific, and I do say very specific application of Roundup, would work.
I was just going to ask if Roundup would take care of it.
Yeah, you can put it. You can mix it up fairly strong in a container and use a paintbrush to apply it specifically to the plants.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that way it won't damage your Bermuda grass that much when it's out.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I haven't really seen it, but
it comes up about the time.
Now, they're all winter long waiting to breed.
Yeah. Now, now you can use a pre-emergent control, and that'll control the overwintering seeds. So it'll reduce significantly the infestation of Dallas grass you have if you put a pre-emergent control on at this point.
Would that be the same stuff that would work on crabgrass?
Exactly. Yeah, Dallas grass will be listed on the container, on the bag or container, whatever. It'll be listed on there as controlling it.
Okay. Oh, that's great. And you have pre-emergent at your place.
You bet.
Does it have? Like killing dandelions and stuff like that, too.
There are some that do both of that, so just check out the labels. And we have one that is a kind of like a weed and feed sort of stuff that controls existing weeds as well as does pre-emergent as well. So.
But the feed is not needed right now for my Bermuda, right?
The seed? But I think you were talking about it's not really a Whedon's feed. I think you got confused on the term.
The feed. Okay. The key word I missed there.
Yeah.
I thought she said seed.
Yeah.
But no. Bermuda grass really can't use the fertilizer right now. They use the fertilizer as a carrier for that.
Oh,
so, but we do have some that doesn't have any fertilizer in it. So.
Okay. All right.
And your first name is?
Barbara.
Okay, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Barbara, and good luck. Dallas grass, like Larry said, particularly difficult to get rid of, but you can control it to a certain extent.
You control it right now, getting rid of the seeds you have right now, and then it'll prevent a lot of the new ones from coming up. And then you can do, I'd like to use like a cardboard tube with a sprayer and put that on the plant through that tube so mm-hmm. it goes, so it doesn't spray out. It gets particularly on that plant that way, or a piece of PVC pipe or something.
I like your idea of paintbrush. Just paint it right on what you're trying to get rid of.
So. That can be somewhat ad tedium, though.
Yeah, depending on how much you got.
The condition of your back, too. But but anyway, it's a very specific application will do a pretty good job. And don't try to do it all in one session because it'll get a little old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait and maybe do a little bit at a time, perhaps. So anyway.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
No ads? Okay, anyway.
You were talking about trimming back
Clematis?
Clematis, yes.
All right. Time to scalp that Bermuda and apply the crabgrass preventer. Or you can put the crabgrass preventer down when the forsythias are in bloom and the lilacs, but that's going to be probably this week anyway.
Mm-hmm. Pretty close.
And the weeds are starting to take over. Now's the time to apply pre-emergence to your beds also. Other woody plants, such as dandelions, are best controlled using a post-emergent weed control at this point, such as 2,4-D, Trimec, Triamine, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chickweed, you can apply Roundup for control in dormant Bermuda and Zoysia grass, which we talked about earlier. In fescue, you can use Trimec or 2,4-D, but you cannot use Roundup in fescue grass at this point because you won't have any fescue grass after you put it on there.
You'll just have dirt.
Yeah, and remember, apply according to the directions. Too high an application can cause more damage to your lawn because a lot of these pre-emergents are actually soil sterilants in kind of a weak form.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put too much on there, well, you might as well turn your yard into an airport. Anyway, so you want to be sure not to do. We've had done some consultations on some people who have had problems with over-application of herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lawn service, for instance, and they came in and sprayed something. Well, that wasn't fast enough, apparently, so they fired them and got somebody else. They did the same thing. And then when spring comes around, their grass did not emerge. The whole yard was dead. So that can happen. You can apply too much pre-emergent on your yard. So follow the instructions rather carefully. There's a little wiggle room in there as far as applying too much is concerned,
mm-hmm.
but try not to push the envelope too much because you can cause some real damage to your yard. And your lawnmower just get rusty.
Wow. we'll go ahead and take a break a little early and open up the lines for phone calls to make sure that we get the maximum number of calls for somebody to pick up that certificate for the Shamrock. 800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400. Green Country Gardener will continue in just a moment.
It's March, and St. Patty's Day is almost here, and shamrock plants have arrived at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb has beautiful shamrock houseplants in green and purple. It's tree planting time. Green Thumb has a new shipment of trees, so get yours today. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road, home of quality plants and more. Open weekends and Monday through Friday by appointment. Be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan.
Tracy Lawrence for the U.S. Air Force.
We all have tough choices we have to make. Life just works that way. I remember when I was getting ready to move to Nashville to pursue my dream, I packed my 10-year-old Toyota Corolla with 250,000 miles on it and hit the road. It was a tough choice, but the right one for me. If I decided to take what seemed like an easier road, I never would have achieved my dream. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is the third leading cause of cancer-related death for men and women in the United States. Yet, thanks to improvements in screening and treatment, colon cancer deaths are on the decline. In fact, most colon cancers are treatable if detected early. Colon cancer most often occurs in older adults. If you're age 50 or more, talk to your doctor about screening. If you have a family history of colon cancer or a personal history of bowel disease, ask your doctor when you should start screening and how often it should be done. Ask if a less invasive alternative to traditional colonoscopy called low-dose CT colonography or virtual colonoscopy might be right for you. Remember, colon cancer is highly treatable if detected early. Schedule your screening exam today. For more information, visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder is from the Radiological Society of North America.
The number that gets you on to Green Country Gardener in this Saturday morning, 800-749-5936, or locally 918-336-1400. Taking your phone calls this morning on Green Country Gardener with the bonus of callers getting an opportunity to pick up a certificate for a shamrock, courtesy of Larry and Gary over at Green Thumb Nursery. What's on the phone? Yeah.
We were talking about that. We got all the stuff to do in your yard out of the way as far as what you need to do. The the fruit trees, you're getting some bud swell on your fruit trees.
Yeah.
I looked at my plum trees last night and this morning, and the flower buds are at they're still closed.
Okay.
But they're at the white stage. So you see the flower petals all folded up. They're just ready to bust out.
You'll have white flowers
and
in just a few
like
days.
Looks like the weather is going to be favorable this week. It's not going to be like last year, which ruined my entire crop. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
So so it's going to be warm enough to where they won't get damaged this year. So.
Always try to make your garden messy when I can.
We're going to have some delicious plum preserves this week.
Those are to be treasured.
This year, rather.
Yeah.
So they'll be coming out in May or June or something like that. So.
Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Larry Glass on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning?
I've got a couple crepe myrtle bushes that I would like to move, and I'm not sure when I could do that and when it would be safe, because I'd like to keep them. One of them is about a 3-foot bush, and the other one is probably a 5 to 6 foot bush.
Okay. Have they been in the ground very long?
Probably 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, they can be transplanted fairly easily. They have a very fibrous root system. If it's been in the ground 5 years, it's going to take a little bit of back work, but it can be done.
But it's this time of year safe to try to transplant them?
I've moved them in January and July and all that, and they survive pretty good. But, they can be moved about any time. But now is the best time, actually. Winter, early spring.
All right, and then I was listening a little bit earlier, and you were talking about a pre-emergent for Dallas grass. Is there a specific brand that you'd recommend?
Not really. One that has Bayline Traflan in it'll work just fine. Prodiamine.
What was that? What was the chemical?
Baylan or Treflan or Prodiamine, one of those three.
Okay.
And
all right.
Generally,
appreciate the information.
Generally, the pests, the weeds are a pest, and they will be listed on the bag. So, and pretty much all of them will control it. So, you should have pretty good luck with
okay.
that.
Okay. Do you do any landscape work in Coffeyville?
Coffeyville, not really. That's a little out of reach. The windshield time with the cost of labor is just way out of whack. So, So.
Okay, thank you very much.
You could do a landscape plan for
him. Yeah, we can do a plan. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But as far as actually doing the installation,
it gets a crew of five, you know, at $100 an hour, it gets kind of expensive. So go up and down.
Okay, thank you.
And your first name?
Charles.
Okay, Charles, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Charles, for your phone call this morning. And it's... some of either the brand names or the generic names of those chemicals that are in the bag. Sometimes difficult to keep track of.
The high yield has pictures of the little grasses on front that will control and all that. So it should be pretty easy to pick one out. And you always, of course, follow the instructions. The timing is just right now for this happening. We got some fairly mild weather coming up.
Yes, we do.
As far as wind is concerned, so should do just fine.
We're hopefully done with the windy weather for a day or two anyway.
What? Oklahoma, yeah, get out of here. Yeah.
Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if Larry does any plans for water drainage. I've got a really bad situation in my backyard where it is very wet. And I don't know if he does that kind of stuff to give somebody suggestions of what to do, how to fix that.
French drains and accessories.
We can give you suggestions as to what to do, and there are several ways to solve that problem. One is to make sure, number one, you want to make sure the floor of the house is the high point of the property. And the water,
there's no way to fix that. Exactly.
Yeah, water should drain away from the house at all points. That's just a premise for any engineering of the terrain.
Yeah.
And secondarily, you have to have a place for the water to get out if you do have to do a new slope. So if the percentage of slope from the point where you want to go is to the point where it exits off the property, typically at the street or something, a 2 or 3% slope is ideal. And if you don't have that, then you have to go with a French drain situation, perhaps, and then a sump pump.
What does a French drain consist of?
Well, you dig a trench in the ground, and if you have floor registers or something in the ground, you want to be a foot or so below that on your French drain. And it's basically a big gravel pit with a perforated pipe in it, and that collects the water, and the pipe carries it on out.
Yeah, I had wondered about that, but I didn't know how they work together.
Yeah.
Of how you keep the sediment and stuff from clogging it up.
Yeah, you put a filter cloth around it, and typically we use just a commercial grade of weed mat as a perimeter around it. But to keep it from clogging up, your pipe has to have a slope to it, a slope that's rapid enough for the pipe to keep itself clean. And if you don't have a 2% slope on your pipe, then you're not going to have the scouring effect, and it is going to back up.
What's 2%? How do you figure that out?
2 feet in 100.
Okay.
Two feet down over 100 foot long.
Right. So if you're already a foot down on your pipe, and you have 100 feet to the street, then you have to be, your exit point has to be 3 feet below the point of your floor of your house. So that's kind of a prerequisite for French drain to work.
Yeah.
If you follow what I mean. If you don't have that, then you have to insert energy into the system, and that is the form of electricity and a sump pump to carry it out. And sump pumps aren't that expensive. Some people, they're horrified by sump pumps. Yeah. They're really very simple. And
they're relatively maintenance-free, but because it's an underwater type situation, you can have some problems sometimes.
Yeah. So, and also take your downspouts, if you can, and put them in a separate piping system than the French drain. Don't ever dump your downspouts into a French drain. You're just dumping water and creating more problems. You always want to run a parallel system on a separate pipe, and you can have the pipes join each other once you reach to the point where the water can't go back into the French drain. But you do want to have a separate plumbing system for your downspouts. And downspouts represent a whole lot of quick water in the yard, and that can cause some drainage percolation problems in your yard just by overburdening the area with too much water.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things to consider in there, a little bit of engineering involved with it. It's not complicated by all means, but nonetheless, and it is somewhat laborious to get one installed.
I think if you were to consult some of the area contractors, many of them would be able to help you out with that. Steve over at Loverly's Woods can give you some additional guidance there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, okay. They're just, and your first name is?
Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Appreciate your call this morning, and French drains, a topic come up.
French drains, yeah, we have a lot of rain. I get some calls, and then I go out to people's house. Well, I water runs downhill.
That sounds simple.
It does. Sometimes you see these people's yards.
Runs downhill by the path of least resistance, which can be through the house.
And you can do a hillbilly engineering on it and eyeball it, and you can actually see, if you get down on the ground and look, a lot of times you can see that the ground is mounded up because people really like to have it pretty much flat around the house, and for some odd reason they want to bring it back down to the street. Well, that doesn't create enough slope to carry the water away, so you have to regrade that to let the water down.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, Bermuda grass should have a 3% slope. And that keeps the thatch from building up. What happens is, if you don't have enough slope, you see this a lot when it rains, is this buildup of grass clippings on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just rots and makes more soil and builds the soil up more. It comes again, and then it starts to trap soil and things. Next thing you know, you've got this mound right over there, and a really nice reservoir in your backyard after it rains.
It's a nice do-it-yourself mulch pile. I mean, it's full of grass clippings.
So you need to have a slope steep enough to carry the water and the debris out. And it's 3% on Bermuda grass and 2% on a perforated or a PVC pipe. I don't like to use that corrugated pipe. Mm-hmm. It has too much resistance in it.
Yeah.
I like to use the PVC. It works very well. I do use a perforated pipe to interface downspouts to a pipe.
Okay.
Because it's flexible, and you've got all these oddball configurations on people's downspouts.
Yes, you do.
It solves a lot of problems. So that's kind of the idea on French drain.
800-749-5936, the number that gets you on Green Country Gardener. Locally, 918-336-1400. We will take your calls in just a bit.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I was an MP, military police.
My friends thought I could do anything.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I was overwhelmed.
I couldn't sleep.
I just wanted to be by myself.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
I was too proud. And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too,
right?
I started to open up.
And it made a huge difference.
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Because before I was able to take on my next mission, I had to take on just taking care of myself.
To find
purpose. Go to maketheconnection.net. to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
800-749-5936. Locally, 918-336-1400. The telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener. And we had a caller that I believe hung on through the break. Good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
Good morning. I have a little different question than what you're used to. Okay. It has to do with spiders.
Spiders.
Can you take a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so last summer I had a black and yellow garden orb weaver, beautiful spider.
Right.
And she made a couple of egg sacs.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if you know when those little spiders will come out of the egg sac.
I really don't know. Much about spiders,
okay.
But so
logically, I think it's late spring.
Yeah, logically, I would think when
I'm
it warms
just
up.
Anxious to have them.
Oh, they're beautiful spiders. We had a big one at the nursery this last year.
Oh, they're beautiful. Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah. I think your logical
okay.
It would be correct. Maybe the extension office can help you out.
But anyway, what was your first name?
I'll check with them. Debbie.
Debbie. Okay, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate Bye-bye. That call. A lot of things you can do with spiders, but as far as calculating when they're going to hatch, that's not a usual gardener or landscaper type question. But
when do spiders emerge? Well, in the spring, I would think that would be the best time. It's when food sources are available.
Yeah.
All the grasshoppers and things that people have and they can eat.
Yeah. Oh, when are the flies out there?
Flies, yeah. Okay, anyway, the spider she's referring to is very shiny and black and yellow,
mm-hmm.
and they're harmless.
Okay.
They're just making a web to try to, catch a little bit of chow for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they have little spider barbecues and things.
I hadn't thought about that.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, trees.
Yes.
On a fertilizer existing trees now, I like to use, say, a 1688. And broadcast that in the drip line.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really pile it around the trunk of the tree. I see somebody do that, and you see little piles of fertilizer.
At first glance, it makes sense. It's right there where we see the tree, but it's not where the tree.
Yeah, the roots absorb nutrients and water out away from the plant at the drip line. Typically, that's considered it. They go further than that actually too. So you want to apply your fertilizer out away from the tree like that for it to really be taken on. Time to do that, a good time to plant trees in the landscape. We are expecting the arrival of some new trees this week.
Good.
I did plant three of them yesterday. And we have some new magnolias in right now, some Jane magnolias and a few other things like that. Just things are starting to trickle in. Here in the next 2 weeks, it'll be bumper-to-bumper semi-trucks at the nursery. So that's coming in.
Good tree selection at Green Thumb.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of them to choose, so.
How about the difference between trees, fertilizer spikes versus granular fertilizer? You tend to say you prefer the broadcast, but the spikes will work. Is that what I hear?
The spikes will work okay. Follow the instructions on it and space them apart accordingly, according to the size of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different formulations, different formulas for applying those spikes around the tree. So be sure to follow the directions carefully on the container. And choose a time when the ground is fairly moist, which is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our soil does tend to be a little heavy, so you might want to, say, get a wooden stake and drive it in the ground first and then put the spike in there because they can shatter.
Yeah.
And then you wind up grinding it up and putting it around the tree drip line anyway. But typically, if you keep your yard adequately fertilized, your tree should get plenty from that because you can dig a hole 50 feet away from the tree, 20 feet away from the drip line, you'll find roots. So they're all basically, they go past that point, really, mm-hmm. in reality. So so fertilizing right now. Also your shrubs right now. Boxwoods, your yews, your crepe myrtles, your nandinas. Holly plants can benefit a whole lot with our somewhat alkaline soil with an application of iron sulfate or a fertilizer that has iron sulfate in with it.
Okay.
You get a much greener color and much more resistance to this fungus they tend to get. So if they have proper nutrients. So fertilize those hollies right now. I give my Yopon hollies, my dwarf Yopon hollies, the milorganite plus some FeSO4, iron sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
And that really makes a really dark green color. And they seem very happy. The leaves are shiny and glossy and big. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's what you want to do. The Nandinas, I find they respond extraordinarily well to an application of the Milorganite as well. And you can basically apply that nilly-willy without having to worry about measuring it because it won't burn.
Yeah.
And it's very good. And I know our soil here, for the most part, is deficient in a lot of nutrients, so it wouldn't hurt to apply some of that.
We have just a little bit more than a minute left, so chances are we're probably not going to take another call. Who are going to be our winners today for the Shamrock certificates at Green Thumb Nursery?
Basically, everyone.
If you called, you win.
Yeah, so Robert, Shelley, Doug, Roger, Judy, Barbara, Charles, Kathy, and Debbie.
And if you are one of our Kansas listeners on KGGF, if you would let the station know that you won on Green Thumb Nursery, we will see that the certificate gets to KGGF so you can pick it up there and then bring it down to Green Thumb.
Yeah, I have eight of them, but I got nine callers. So, well, anyway, just say it. We'll honor it anyway.
Okay.
Golly, all kinds of new stuff coming at the nursery. We can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
We're landscaping. We're trudging along now that the weather is going to turn around and be a little bit better. We can make some progress on our schedule. We're pretty far behind. The weather has set us back pretty bad. Frozen ground and the rain and the ice and all that has slowed us down quite a bit.
That will do it for you.
But anyway, yeah. Charlie, come on by. Check out the herbicides, fertilizers, and new plants.
If you didn't win a certificate, you still have a good supply of Shamrocks, though, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we get a good supply. We sold a bunch to some people yesterday, and that was kind of cool. So anyway, Charlie, keep your shovel sharp. We will see you next week.
Green Country Gardener on a Saturday morning. Stop by and pick up those certificates this weekend when you can get that shamrock out where you can enjoy it while it's green. Don't wait for a rumble. Get earthquake insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON.